section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another Off the Mark special. We have, of course, the Aaron Hughes with us, and our special guests are Doug Hahn and Joe Snyder. We're going to be discussing the Trivia Mania game that WWE put out. So, Aaron, you want to talk a little? Oh, actually, Doug, let's have you talk about it.
Yeah, I saw this on the shelf. One of the gifts that Jen and I usually get for a lot of people is board games. And when we came across this one, I just thought about how much fun it would be just to see who the biggest trivia person and most knowledgeable of WWE is, because I know how competitive we are when we pick our pay-per-view picks, and especially when it comes down to WrestleMania. So let's see who has the best trivia. And in this game, we have three types of questions. We have the modern era for people that are keeping up with recent events, the attitude era, which is, you know, of course, the greatest era in wrestling. And then we also have the classic era for all those nostalgia days. So what we're going to do today is play the attitude questions. We are not playing the game as is, but we are going to be quizzing each other to see who is going to be the most knowledgeable WWE fan of the attitude era.
So how is the game actually played? If we were to play it the exact way, I mean, does it come with like a board, or what does it come with?
It comes with boards and these little rings that I'm going to show everybody on this podcast. But each ring looks like a belt, and it has the tag team championship belt, the WWE championship belt, the heavyweight championship belt, and the United States championship belt. And the object of the game is to collect all the belts, kind of like you do in Trivial Pursuit, and make it back to WrestleMania for the main question.
All right. So let's just get started in the game. Aaron?
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and ask a question, and then first one to answer will win. So I'll go ahead and ask the very first one. What former member of the Four Horsemen tried to assist Ric Flair in his
match? Arn Anderson.
Wow, Doug, you get a ring.
Wow.
That was a lucky guess, bro.
Yeah, that was.
No, that was a guess.
That was not a guess. That was just the only person on the Four Horsemen I knew besides Ric Flair.
Well, we know that the answer wasn't Chris Benoit.
Well, the old one.
Oh,
the newer one.
Oh, yes, it was not Chris Benoit. Yes, that's correct.
I guess Arn was the only one that actually liked Ric Flair.
That is true.
All right,
that is true also. All right, I'm going to ask my question.
And which one are you doing? Big events, championship, or superstar bio?
I did the first one.
Okay. I'll do the first one too, which is big events. Which McMahon was in The Rock's corner in the Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE Championship
at Shane
WrestleMania
McMahon.
2000? Wrong.
Vince McMahon.
Right. Aaron wins the point.
I'm going to get it
right. All right, Joe.
Who was driving the car that ran over Stone Cold Steve Austin, forcing him out of his WWE title match at Survivor Series 1999?
Rikishi.
Wow. All right. That was good.
That is good.
Wow. Okay. What superstar returned to the WWE at Survivor Series 2002, attacking both Matt Hardy and Chris Nowinski?
Kurt Angle.
Nope.
The Rock.
Nope. Scott Steiner.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
Stumper. All right.
Okay.
That's the first one that we've gotten wrong. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, no.
No, no. Because that way we have everybody fair chance.
Yeah.
So Aaron's going
to keep going.
I will do Superstar. What WWE Superstar played the title role in the 2002 movie Scorpion King?
The Rock. The Rock.
That was close.
I think Joe got it.
All right.
We'll give it to Joe.
Go,
thanks,
Joe.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Oh, my
gosh. Said superstar?
You can do whatever. I figured just change it up a little.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and change this one up because I do not think anybody's going to get the superstar one. Championships. Who won the World Heavyweight Championship in their first ever Elimination Chamber match in 2002?
HBK.
Wow.
What was the one that you don't think anyone's going to get?
This is just for fun. What was the name of the stable of competitors that included Taka Michinoku, Funaki, Dick Toga, and Yamaguchi-san?
I have no idea.
Japan?
No, I actually kind of did know this one, but it's something very, very big. Anybody else?
I'm not sure.
Kai and Tai.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. I only remember because of the Val Venus thing, and that was recently something I've watched on WWE Network.
And how much does it cost?
$9.99.
Just like Netflix. All right, Joe?
I just also didn't want to read all those names.
Joe just fell asleep.
Yeah. No, after Edge and Christian abandoned Gangrel. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Gangrel.
Gangrel. What tag team joined with him to
the Hardy Boys?
Joined with him? With Gangrel?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
the Hardy Boys. Hardy Boys, yeah. They were the vampires at first.
I actually thought that was probably the easiest one on the card.
Okay, this is the easiest one, all right? What diva teamed with the Hardy Boys to form Lita. Team Extreme? Yes, Lita. It's bull. Aaron.
Let's do... Oh, championships. What diva won her first and only WWE Women's Championship by defeating Ivory at WrestleMania X7?
Molly Holly.
Incorrect.
Jazz?
Incorrect. Joe.
I never paid attention to the divas.
Well, just say a diva.
I don't even know their names.
Well, think of a woman during the Attitude Era.
Lita. I don't know.
Incorrect. Are we going to just do like one every... Yeah, just one.
You said it was Ivory?
No.
Defeated Ivory.
The correct answer was China. She was a one-time...
She was only one time?
One time.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, no. This one's going to cover it all, I'm pretty sure. Or her reign. Okay, here we go. Kane was forced to unmask in June 2003 after he lost a match to what superstar?
Triple H?
That is correct.
Oh. That's actually a little bit of a guess.
So basically, if you're not sure, you just say Triple H.
Yes.
Because he probably wrote the game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So actually, that's interesting because what year was that?
2003.
So the Attitude Era, they're saying, goes kind of for a little while.
That's actually, yeah.
Yeah, I would say it goes to probably like 2004, 2005.
See, for me, Attitude Era, I'd say 2001. Like, I think when they bought WCW.
But it still had Attitude, but then it slowly went away when they decided to go PG. Well, that was like in 2005.
So when you say modern era, if you were to guess, would you say like 2008?
Yeah, I would say 08 on.
Interesting. What about you, Doug?
You know what? I would say 05 on. Sure. I have to look to see when the game was made. I know it was out last year because I thought about doing this last year, and it was the same box, but I only did it this year, so...
All right, Joe.
Let's go with big events. What tag team reunited to face three members of Evolution in a handicap match at WrestleMania XX?
Rock and Sock.
Oh, my gosh. No. Jeez, Doug, you are tearing this up.
I've got three. Aaron's got five.
I got four.
Four. Andy, how many do you have?
I got none.
You have one.
I do? Oh.
Yeah, remember you had the one. And Joe's got one. He's got a special one.
For my go-to answer when I don't know is The Rock.
Okay, so which one are we doing?
Whatever one.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, actually, I got a good one. Okay. Superstar bio. When WWE split their roster into Raw and SmackDown brands, who was Mr. McMahon's first pick in the 2002 draft for SmackDown?
The Rock.
Big Show.
You got The Rock.
Okay.
This one really is stupid. Because...
That was Joe's go-to, and I had to go to it.
Okay, so in big events, the other one was from 2001 to 2003, what network aired the first three seasons of WWE's Tough Enough?
USA?
TNT?
TV.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
So that was just for fun. I thought that was a good one. Aaron.
Okay, you know what? See how well you guys know your trivia. Who defeated Big Boss Man, Prince Albert, A-Train, Midian, and Viscera in a 1-on-4 elimination match at Survivor Series 1999?
Big Show.
The go-to, man!
Good job, Joe!
Wow!
Uh-oh, we got to find a sticker for that one. I think that might be an extra one, but there you go, Joe. We don't want to give you a blank ring.
Wow.
Good job.
I can't believe and thinking about it, remember because Big Show.
Big feud then.
I looked at that. I was like, I don't think anyone's.
Honestly, if you think about it, who else is big enough besides Kali that they're going to throw four guys at?
That's true.
No, yeah. That is good. I was going to go with The Undertaker, but I was like, who leads them or who beat them? So, okay. All right, here we go. Who did John Cena defeat at Vengeance 2002, Cena's WWE pay-per-view debut?
Kurt Angle.
Wrong.
Triple H.
Wrong.
JBL?
You have three initials correct, but wrong. It is Y2J.
Really?
Wow.
John Cena defeated at Vengeance 2002, Cena's pay-per-view debut. Was Chris Jericho.
Interesting.
So are you going to say that Fandango is on the right track?
Apparently.
I'm just going to start yelling at
him. I was going to use that one just for obvious reasons, but I can't. No. But I can't. It's too easy to get.
Okay. Well, Andy needs more rings, so, you know.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
What superstar tried to get the WWE Universe to follow his three I's? Intensity, integrity,
and Grinnell.
That was pretty close.
I was going to go with the top one.
Well, no, do the other one, because that was really close.
I was, all right. This one's too easy. You guys are, all right. What former WWE competitor returned on the Raw the day after WrestleMania XIV, forming a new DX with Triple H and the HBK. New... Age Outlaws.
Triple H.
I said with Triple H.
Oh, with Triple H.
China. No. Andy gets that though. Because I guessed incorrectly. And I know who it is.
It was right after WrestleMania?
Yeah. What? WrestleMania XIV, right?
X-Pac.
Yep.
Because that's right, because I just saw the click thing.
As soon as somebody said the new DX, I had to spot it out X-Pac.
Well, I knew the moment I said HBK, I was like, wait, oh, that was the old one.
That happens.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure how to pronounce that name, so let's just go to big events. Who beat The Rock for the IC title at WrestleMania 14, only to have the decision reversed?
Stone Cold.
Nope.
Triple H?
Nope.
The IC title?
Yeah. It's
Farouk.
Nope. Ken Shamrock.
Oh! Wow,
man.
That's a tough one.
That was a tough one. What was? I want to see the...
Was the other Takemichinoku?
The other one was what manager, while dressed as a woman, named Hervina, I think is how you said it, became the first man to win the WWE Women's Championship in January 2000?
Crash Holly.
No.
No idea.
Harvey Whippleman.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one that I didn't want to do was, what diva is known as the Billion Dollar Princess?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No one.
No one went by that name.
No one cares.
Why Mr. McMahon.
They have a Chris Benoit question here.
Oh, really?
No, just What pair of brothers defeated the Acolytes?
Hardys.
Acolytes. There you go, Doug.
They defeated them at some time. I'm not going to say when.
What pair of brothers?
Yeah.
All right. Which brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's not hard to go off of.
The other two questions were insanely easy. It was like, what were the other two members of the Brood?
All right, here we go. Before they became the world's greatest tag team, what name did Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin go by?
Oh, gosh. It has to do something with Kurt Angle. The greatest tag team in the world?
The Wrestling Machines?
Before they were the world's greatest tag team.
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure.
Joe?
Diamond Dallas Page?
DDP?
Well, you were close. It's Team Angle.
Team Angle. Oh, yeah. See?
Team right. Angle. So I will go with another one. Who defeated Kane at No Mercy 2002 to unify the World Heavyweight
RVD.
The World Heavyweight and the Intercontinental Championships.
Where's my book of facts at?
Joseph?
Goldberg.
No.
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to... Triple H. It is Triple H. Wait till the question gets read. Right?
I know. Jump the gun.
You can't be like me and jump it. All right, so I will go to the third and final question of the card. What former UFC champion referee...
Ken Shamrock.
Yes.
Oh, bam!
Go wait till the thing's read.
Yeah, but he at least gets right.
All right, Andy.
The rest of that question. The referee, the WrestleMania 13 match between Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bret the Hitman Hart.
That's right. Where
Bret almost killed Stone Cold and ended his career?
Yay! Whoa, good memory. Nice.
You kind of remember when somebody dies or almost dies. All right. Triple H successfully defended the World Heavyweight Championship against what former five-time WCW?
Jeez. Okay.
Of information.
Superstar bio. Triple H ruined what superstar's wedding with Stephanie McMahon Edge. When the game revealed that he secretly married Stephanie.
I know this one too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, he's dead.
Oh wow. How did I forget about that? I finally remembered at the end. I needed to wait for the question.
Oh, man. Oh. What makeup-clad rap duo accompanied the Odyssey?
ICP.
Oh!
Juggalos?
I did that one for Andy, too.
You guys stink.
I can give this one to you, Joe.
Yeah, give that one to Joe. Good job,
Joe. My next questions are all easy.
No. Okay. My turn. Who... at the age of 76, won the WWE Women's Championship at No Mercy 1999.
Fabulous Moolah.
Fabulous Moolah.
Get yourself another ring.
I'm sorry, Joe. I asked you another DV question.
I never paid attention. It was boring. That one might be a little too easy.
Oh, it's okay. Andy needs more.
All right. What British superstar was one of two men to hold the WWE European Championship four times? I guess it's not an easy one.
I kind of...
Can you repeat the question?
I understand, because Doug spouted off in the middle of it. That was your guess.
Yes, it was. I know.
What British superstar was one of two men to hold the WWE European Championship four times?
British. That's...
Yeah.
There really aren't too many of them.
No, there's not,
And I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was not Bad News Barrett. And I don't think it was Johnson.
Well, no, I was going to say that I jumped
and I don't
gun.
Think he's British.
Well, you never know. I have no idea.
I'm going to say William Regal.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so which easy one should we do?
One that Aaron doesn't get for the win.
Oh, no, I only have eight.
All these are easy. Okay, all right. I'll just go by championships, because this is one, and I'll tell you the other three, and you don't laugh. What superstar created the parody of WCW champion Gilbert, held the WWE light heavyweight title for a record of 453 days, and that is correct. The first one was what boxing legend served as special outside
enforcer?
And then the other one was what tag team both taunted and delighted WWE audiences with their 5-second poses for the exactly. See, all those were easy.
All right,
this game.
I thought it was going to be who brought out Gilbert. That was gonna be a question.
The sparklers.
Who replaced an injured Stone Cold Steve Austin in the triple threat match for the WWE Championship at Survivor Series 1999, winning the title?
Triple H.
The Rock.
Booker T.
He was in WCW.
1999. I was actually going to you because it's...
Big Show?
The Big Show.
Oh my gosh.
I almost said that. I'm like, I can't.
I really wanted you to say the
Big Show. All right. Here we go. I like it when Aaron asks a question so that he doesn't get another ring. Who did The Undertaker face in a Hell in a Cell match in WrestleMania XB?
Kane.
No.
The Undertaker face?
Who did the Undertaker face in a Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania?
And let you guys answer first.
15. I didn't know this one.
I already guessed. I said Kane. But if I had a second guess, I would just do the
HBK.
Obvious.
Wrong.
Big Boss Man.
That is correct, because he hung him.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was the Hell in a Cell one that really gave it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Joe?
I got to ask this question just because everybody's going to shout it out.
Shout it out.
What former member of the Alliance would knock out his opponents with his...
Big Show.
Diamond Cutter move.
DDP!
And he got that.
Here, you get the broken
one. Woohoo! Broken one. I think I broke it, actually.
Well, it's just the sticker fell off.
Oh, the sticker did? Okay.
So I guess I'm next. Ooh. Well, I'm not doing that one because that's way too easy. I think I got a hard one here.
Okay.
Okay, in big events, who defeated Eric Bischoff in a False Count Anywhere match at SummerSlam 2003?
Vince McMahon.
No.
I was thinking that was too obvious. So I was... What
2003.
2003?
In a False Count Anywhere match at SummerSlam 2003.
I have a second guess.
I was thinking like John Cena, but that's too early. I'm going to say Stone Cold.
Nope.
Was it against who?
Eric Bischoff.
Who would they put up against him? I mean, really? Shane McMahon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah!
Shane McMahon.
That away, Joe!
Unbelievable. Give him another ring. All right. So, let's tally them real quick. How many rings do you have, Aaron?
I have 10.
I have 5. That's Doug.
You have 4? I have 4 as well. All right. So, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and do the modern era now. So, let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click strip installs with a FreeSite Builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.
All right, so let's move on to the modern era, and then after that, we're going to take on the classic era. So for the modern era, first question is, let's... Oh, wow. These are actually really recent, too, which is kind of surprising. What is the name of the destructive faction formed by Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins,
and Shield
Reigns? Yes. November 2012. So this is actually fairly recent.
Yeah.
That's wow. Good.
All right, Andy. Good job.
Woohoo! One ring.
I was laughing so hard I couldn't come out with the name.
All right, Doug.
All right, here we go. Advance directly to WrestleMania. Use immediately. Good to know that's in the cards there. All right. Oh, wait. I'm going to advance again to WrestleMania. Okay, this one's got a question on here. All right. Who was awarded... I'm going to wait till Aaron's ready. He's
all right.
Okay. Who was awarded the World Heavyweight Championship by Vicky Guerrero... in February 2011.
Edge. Yeah.
Only to lose it to Edge the same night.
Oh.
Wow. So the only person left to guess is Joe, and he guesses...
Dolph Ziggler?
Yes! Good job, Joe!
I was going to say CM Punk, because I have no idea.
All right.
Who came up with the pipe bomb? Vicky Guerrero?
Had I not jumped the gun, first of all, I would have, like you said, World Heavyweight, I knew Triple H. And then when you said Vicky Guerrero, I was like, Edge, which Andy obviously guessed.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Andrew's music is DX's music. I just realized that.
We played a little No Mercy earlier.
What future world champion joined Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and the Hardys on Team DX at Survivor Series 2000? There you go.
Circle gets a square.
It was 2006, guys, was the rest of it.
I would have gotten it on that.
And you know what? When I first grabbed that brass ring, you know what? I was teaming with you guys, and they were chanting Triple H. They weren't chanting HBK. They were chanting... That was a great promo. I love that one.
All right. Big events. Who did Edge defeat in a Loser Leaves Raw match at WWE Homecoming in October of 2006? Yes. Matt Hardy.
I know so much crap. I really do.
The funny thing is I read these and I'm like, I know that one. I know that one. I didn't know that one. In the bank now.
What?
DDP.
Oh, that's Andy's guess. That's on the record.
Why are you looking at me?
Aaron, come on.
It's either Big Show or The Rock.
Which one are you going to go with? Because I'll say the other then.
What WWE competitor starred in the movie Knucklehead?
Big Show.
Joe, I was giving this to you. I never saw the movie.
It's actually a decent movie for him.
You saw the movie?
I saw the movie. It wasn't bad.
I mean, it also had the guy from Royal Pains in it.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. It was actually a decent
movie. Oh, yeah, because Big Show was on Royal Pains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And you know what else was on there? The Miz.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Next question.
Ready. Who emerged from the ECW Championship Scramble at Unforgiven in 2008 with the ECW title?
Sabu.
No. I'm going to say, and you know, obviously the name could be different. Johnny Nitro?
No.
Or John Morrison?
No.
Okay.
He's on Lucha Underground now.
Yeah, friend.
It's Johnny Mundo. Just saying.
I know.
What was the question again?
Who emerged from the ECW Championship Scramble at Unforgiven 2008 with the ECW?
It's probably going to be like it's a simple one like RVD or something like that.
No.
Or Mark Henry.
I can't remember who wrestled ECW after WWE brought it.
CM Punk.
No.
Mankind.
No.
Big Show?
No.
The Rock.
Virgil?
Oh, no. Is it Vince McMahon?
Oh, Matt Hardy, V1. That's Hardy. Right.
Okay. Oh. Okay, I'll go with another question on here. This one may be a little bit easier. Who faced Ric Flair in his retirement match?
HBK. HBK.
Aaron gets it.
The ring.
Who else is really kind of old and probably won't kill Ric Flair?
Go.
Oh, who defeated CM Punk for the WWE Championship at the 2013 Royal Rumble?
Rock.
His first WWE. Yep. There you go.
I was there.
Yes, you were.
I mean, that's very...
That's, yeah, that just happened.
Yeah.
That's why I'm surprised. Ago. It's like, I was there. I saw
it. I almost asked it.
Which one? What a question.
Because it's Dolph Ziggler.
All right. Modern era. Oh, my gosh. This should be a good one. Okay, this is championships. What two superstars won the WWE tag titles as both members of Nexus and The Core?
Oh. East Slater and what is his name?
Is it Heath Slater and Justin Gabriel?
Yes.
Oh. I just couldn't think of his name.
And then
when you said that I was like, "Oh yeah, it was Gabriel." And then I was going to say Otunga.
Then the other one that I thought was really good was like gimme was what is the name of the tag team formed by Darren Young and Titus O'Neil?
Oh god. Why couldn't I remember Gabriel's name? I had Gabe, and I was like,
Aaron's like, okay. And I was like, I just kept looking. I'm like, yeah, you got it. Come on. AP.
Okay. This is a multiple choice question.
All right.
And really, it's a 50-50. So when Batista and John Cena met in singles competition for the first time ever at SummerSlam 2009, who won?
John Cena.
Batista. I was going to say, if he didn't say it, I was going to say the other one.
Circle gets a square.
Yes. All right.
my question. Advance directly to WrestleMania.
Give another card.
I'm really going to WrestleMania.
You're going to WrestleMania.
And apparently I'm bringing two friends. So
technically you owe him like 12 rings.
Doug wins. All right, here we go. Good question. Recent one, too. What original member of the Nexus was not kicked out of the group only to rejoin
Daniel Bryan.
Yes. Only to rejoin the WWE team that faced the Nexus.
Was it Bryan Danielson or was it Daniel Bryan?
Daniel Bryan.
It was? Okay. I guess if we get one character, I guess that counts, right?
Yeah, I would say if you said Bryan Danielson, I would give it.
But apparently if you just say Gabe, you don't get that.
What ECW original faced the Zombie in the first match of the relaunched ECW brand on the Sci-Fi?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Did you know that or was that a guess?
No, I actually knew that one, sadly. I think that is a sad one. That I did watch the first episode of ECW just to see how it was going to be, and it was like, oh, this is going
to
be horrible.
Dude, when I think back to ECW, the only name that comes out is Taz. Taz.
All right. Do you want to do big events or championships?
Both. Because I'll win.
Neither.
At the same time.
Okay.
Every other word.
What was Intercontinental the champion? All right, let's go. I'll go championships. This is a good one. What IC champion teamed with the women's champion, Mickie James, in an intergender tag match for both titles at SummerSlam 2008?
Santino?
No, but you'll laugh about the first one that was going to use.
Crash Holly.
No, he was dead. Here, Joe, I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a good hint, all right?
Wow!
I was doing the clapping of... He jumps and the fireworks each time he hits.
Yeah, it's,
he's now in the new day.
It's Kofi Kingston.
That's right. It's Kofi. All right.
Not
so
that counted for the
ring. I thought you were doing a self high five.
Yeah, and that's so what I thought.
No, that's...
What?
That's...
I was like, he was an IC champion.
No. Okay, all right. So here's the one that I... what was the name of the so-called diva who looked like a certain male superstar
China.
That won Miss WrestleMania title
Santino.
At WrestleMania
Santina.
25? You were close. He said that.
What, Santina?
Yeah, that's right. Santina. Circle gets a square.
So this is my final modern era one.
All right. Yes, there you go.
He said which diva looked like a man. I had to guess China right away.
Another multiple choice.
Oh, geez.
Three for though. What superstar among John Cena, Triple H, and Randy Orton left WrestleMania 24 as the
champion? Randy Orton.
John Cena.
Triple H.
Andy, you're correct. Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm. That I didn't know.
Good call.
Yes, good call. Earlier.
All right, here we go. At WrestleMania 21, who won the first ever Money in the Bank ladder
match? CM Punk.
No.
Nope.
Joe?
I know this one. I'll let Joe answer first, though.
Randy Orton.
Edge.
Oh. Edge. Edge is the winner.
That's right, because he held on to it for so long, all the way to No Way Out.
No. New Year's Revolution.
New Year's Revolution. My bad.
You do not get a ring for that one.
Who shocked the world by coming out of the audience during an April 2007 Raw episode in Milan and winning the Intercontinental?
Santino!
Oh, man. Now I've got to answer this one just so I have more rings than Andy.
Okay. See, all these are easy. Oh, gosh. All right. Superstar bio.
Maybe for the nerd.
Actually, he won't. Unfortunately, Joe will. Actually, no. I'll give one that Joe could get. Let's skip that one.
Big show.
big events. What boxer defeated the Big Show at WrestleMania 24? Yes. And then the other one I was going to use was what future WWE Divas champion was the winner of NXT Season 3?
Of AJ Season 3?
Who?
AJ Lee. No, Caitlyn.
Oh, yeah, it's Caitlyn.
Well, I'm going to guess Caitlyn because he already used his.
There you go.
All right, so we're moving on to the classic.
Yeah, now what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the classic. This is stuff from like the 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, well, there were some even from the 60s and 70s. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, so this is going to be a
this might be a little bit
tougher. Yeah, that Bruno question, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to go with the easiest one of these. What leader of the Nation of Domination?
Farouk.
Correct.
Well, finish it at least.
What leader of the Nation of Domination challenged the Undertaker for the WWE Championship at King of the Ring 97? Farouk.
Okay.
Now, but there was, you know, of course, Rock was.
I would have said that. That's almost.
Mark Henry was in the group too.
I would say that is pretty Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to WrestleMania.
Yeah, because I would say 96. Doug, how many of us are you bringing?
Three.
Jeez.
In a row.
Right. Oh yes, this is the question. I can't even say it. It's so great. Here we go. What Hall of Fame superstar had teammates named Sleazy, Queasy, and Cheesy for his Survivor Series Doink. 1994 match against Doink?
Oh my gosh.
Sleazy, Queasy, and Cheesy for his Survivor Series 1994 match against Doink's team.
I have no idea.
He was part of the announce team.
Jerry Lawler?
Yes.
The King.
The King?
Can you name who Doink's teammates were?
Dink, Wink, Stink, Bink.
It was something along those lines.
Yeah, something like that. You missed.
Wow, this is a really old one. I doubt anybody's going to get it. I have no... I would not know the answer to any of these, so...
Go ahead and just pick one.
Well, one's January 1971, so I'm not going to pick that one.
I might know it.
Farouk. The Big Show.
Bruno Sammartino.
Santina.
What rock star accompanied Jake the Snake Roberts to the ring for Roberts' match against the Honky Tonk?
Alice Cooper.
Wow.
Nice.
WrestleMania.
Good for you. Three. He was reaching into the mailbag for that one.
These are all going to be hard. So I'll give you the easiest one. Superstar bio. Whose 1988 arrival in the WWF at the time was paraded? Rattled? Whatever. He just had a bunch of videos of his excellence in bowling, baseball, golf.
It's Kurt Henning. I can't believe it.
It's perfect Kurt Henning.
It's Kurt Henning.
Baseball, golf, and football. That's correct.
I actually did know that one. I don't know why I said angle.
Harold did? Yeah, whatever. I can't read.
I watched the Mr. Perfect bio thing on the network.
I'm sorry, but when he did the three throws, that makes me laugh for some reason because you can just tell they're fake.
No, he actually made them. If you watch the bio, you watch him make the shot.
Oh, he actually kept.
He does. I mean, and what was funny was in the bio, and I won't go too far into this, they always said when he would practice, he would make it, but as soon as they started filming, he kept missing. So then. So then they wouldn't tell him when they were shooting, and he would actually make it, and they would get it done within the first couple shots.
That's amazing.
I remember that.
I remember when he would do the bowling and he'd turn around. Like, it was like, no big deal. Strike.
All right, easy or hard?
I want to go hard first.
What team of brothers, both former NWA champions, faced Tito Santana,
Von Erichs,
Junkyard Dog at WrestleMania 2? And that is incorrect.
What team of brothers? Mm-hmm.
And I'm going
to... Trying to remember the brothers that were back in that day.
Well, tell you what. You know what, Andy? As long as you don't just, you know, rattle a bunch off, I'll give you another guess. I will give you one small clue.
The Bushwhackers.
One of them is a former ECW champion.
I see his
face. Franchise?
He's... Terry Funk.
What's his brother's name?
Dory
Funk.
Yep, that is correct. So this one though, I think easier one. It's Superstar Bio. Both the British Bulldog and Jim the Anvil Neidhart married sisters of what former WWE champion?
Bret Hart.
Joe got it.
Nice.
Way to go, Joe.
I saw him live once. That was awesome. He's fighting Yokozuna.
Oh, really?
Oh, that was
in a cage match.
Really?
It was the old cage, the blue one.
Oh, yeah. I miss the blue cage.
I will do the hard question first, and then I will get to the easier one.
It hurt too much.
What was the name of the tag team formed by the Honky Tonk Man and Greg Valentine?
Oh, man.
Rock and Rolla?
Kind of close, but no.
Valrock?
No. Joe, are you just going to pass on this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Rhythm and Blues.
Ah, Rhythm and Blues.
Yeah. All right, so here's more easier question. Who served as the special guest referee in the WWE Championship match between Bret Hitman Hart and Undertaker at SummerSlam 1997?
Between who?
Diesel?
Between Undertaker and Bret Hart.
Diesel?
No.
I'm going to say HBK.
That would be correct.
Oh.
Good one. Yeah.
That would be correct.
That was what I was going to say. I mean, seriously, two of these are just ridiculously hard. I don't even know. What humiliating act did the loser of the Bret Hart Jerry Lawler match at
Kiss King? Kiss
my foot. Wow. Wow, dude.
Wow.
Dude, this one's. I got to read it. It's ridiculous. It might not be as hard as I think, but what Caucasian superstar, under the guidance of his manager, Slick, discovered his African roots and renamed himself a king.
No.
Yes.
No. Who One Man Gang was his first name.
That's it. One Man Gang.
Yeah. One Man Gang was the one who became Hakim.
Hakim, yeah.
The that's African what dream. Yeah.
All right.
So racist. Yeah, it is.
Oh, standard practice. Good one. Okay. Who beat Bob Backlund for the WWE Championship in 8 seconds, just 3 days after Backlund had won the title?
From Bret Hart.
Jeez, Aaron.
After Owen Hart.
It was Diesel. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Who is Diesel?
Yeah. Who is the Big Show Diesel and Ken Shamrock?
What new WWE superstar served as the special guest referee when Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior faced the Triangle of Terror?
Rowdy Piper.
91.
91.
It's a new WWE superstar.
New in 91.
Yeah. He spent some time at WCW.
Ric Flair?
Was he in WCW first?
Yep. And then he went back to WCW.
William Regal.
And he had a different name in both of them. So I would take it.
Sid Vicious. Seriously?
Sid Justice.
Sid.
Wow. The other one was, what former Olympian beat Pat Patterson to become the second Intercontinental Champion? No one knows this one.
I don't know.
Kurt Angle.
Ken Patera?
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, you
don't. I don't.
I was actually going to say that.
He was going to say Big Show.
I was going to say Ken Patera for the first question.
Actually, these ones aren't all bad at all. Let's go with this one, though. What villainous competitor crossed over from the film No Holds Bar to team with Randy Savage and challenge Hulk Hogan?
Mr. T?
No. And Brutus Beefcake at SummerSlam 1989.
I can see the guy.
I know what the guy looks like. Yeah. I can't think of his name, though.
And he just called out CM Punk, too.
He did?
Yeah, I think he called CM Punk out. He called someone out. I thought it was Punk.
I don't know the name.
I'm going to let Andy...
Dude, I can see his face, and it's like a one name. Kazam.
No. Greek God.
Oh.
Hercules.
No.
No, that's not a Greek. Yeah, it is. But he's not God.
No, I was thinking the guy that... Wasn't he also in Friday?
Zeus.
It was
Zeus.
I was swallowing.
As soon as he said Greek God, I'm like...
Zeus!
Alright, let's go to this one then. Who set the record by winning the 1995 Royal Rumble despite drawing the number one entry?
Shawn Michaels.
Yes. You know what, Aaron? I'm just going to stop reading you the HBK answers.
Anything that says Shawn Michaels,
every time I ask
HBK,
it's just like HBK.
Big yes. Show or Virgil, just throw away.
Just Virgil.
That one's obscure. I'm actually going to read that one after I read the first one. And nobody... And somebody gets it right.
Aaron.
What team beat Demolition to win the World Tag Team Championship in a 2 out of 3 falls match at SummerSlam? 1990.
Road Warriors?
The... Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
No.
That's the Rockers.
I'll give you a hint. It's an actual tag team, not two guys that got together.
Well, I mean, that's the Rockers would have been the tag team, but
Bushwhackers?
I don't think they helped.
No.
Never did.
I just want to say the Bushwhackers.
The Hart Foundation?
There we
go. Yeah. All right, what's the obscure one?
Under what colorful bird name did Terry Taylor compete in WWE?
Red Rooster.
Yeah.
Yes!
I would have known that, too.
Throw another ring. We're out.
We're out.
That's all right. We already kind of know who won this one.
All these are easy.
Well, it's probably because...
Okay, all right, all right. Okay, big events. Who did Bret the Hitman Hart defeat in an I Quit match
Stone Cold at
WrestleMania 11?
Because that was at 13.
Oh, I thought you guys would get this.
Owen Hart.
No. Oh.
Who did he defeat?
Yeah. He defeated him in an I Quit match at WrestleMania 11.
I have a second guess, but I don't think it's right either.
Man, I mean, I could name a bunch of people, but, you know, I'm just trying to think of the one. Kurt Hennig.
Nope. Flair. Okay. His name is Bob Backlund.
He defeated Bob Backlund?
Yeah, I thought you guys would know that.
Yeah.
Okay. These other two are going to be really easy, so let's just go superstar bio. What was the name of the maneuver that WWF Intercontinental Champion Rick Rude used to finish off his opponents? That's right. Circle gets a square.
So let's...
This is the last... Round. Yeah, this is the final round.
What Midwestern state served as host to the first two Survivor Series events? What Midwestern state?
Illinois.
Iowa.
Incorrect. Missouri?
Nope. Let's go round two.
Nebraska.
No.
Is Michigan?
Yeah, that's considered one, but no. Another big state that's in here.
Big.
I guess I got one
Ohio?
More.
Ohio. There we go.
I mean, it's not like
I just thought it would be
big.
Chicago,
it's really wide. It's as wide as it is tall.
It's got a lot of congressional votes.
You know how long it takes to drive across that thing?
A long time.
I-80, it's like $9.85.
Yeah. But it's such a nice drive. Travel pause.
It's 75, too. 75.
All right, here we go. Control. The easiest one on here. What WWE Hall of Famer went by the name Mr. Wonderful?
Paul Orndorff.
Yes.
Joseph. I was hoping for a Coco Beware question somewhere.
Well,
late reference. As we look up at the next question,
as soon as you said the word parrot, Coco Beware. Who in his first WrestleMania match in 5 years pinned Hunter Hearst Helmsley in less than
HBK.
in less than 2 minutes
All
at the risk?
Warrior.
Should have waited. Okay, final question. Hates. I'm going to take something out of this, otherwise you guys will get it immediately. So in the summer of 1994. What superstar turned on Lex Luger and aligned himself with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No.
Oh, that was too early.
Read it one more time.
In the summer of 1994, what superstar turned on Lex Luger and aligned himself with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase? I left something out because otherwise you would get it in 2 seconds.
Yokozuna?
No.
What'd you leave out?
I left out his nationality.
Canadian Bret Hart.
No. I'll read it again with that in it. Okay. Joe?
British Bulldog?
No. Okay. In the summer of 1994, what Native American superstar turned on... yeah, that, see, that's the thing. Yeah. That is, if you say that, you already know who it is, because how many?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that was actually quite a bit of fun. You know, having the three different eras, are, I think, are pretty challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when you play it, you get to, you know, there's a choice that you make for which one. But the classic is actually, I think, the most challenging out of all of them. For at least for me, it was.
Yeah, it is going to be a
all around
challenge just because it's
modern era is.
Because depending on when you watched, it's just been so long since I watched any of those matches from the classic era too that it just I've watched a lot of Attitude thanks to the network and. But yeah, it's a really good game. I'd suggest going out and get it if you are a WWE fan and you have a lot of friends that are WWE fans. So I highly suggest it.
Yeah, I think if we get Dave and like if we can get Travis Peterson as well to come on, and I think that would be really interesting because you got some really hardcore fans. And also if we get Brian, because Brian knew a lot of stuff back in...
Definitely the classic and the Attitude.
Yeah.
Not as much from the modern.
Not from the modern. So, yeah. He'd just be like, all right, John Cena. Or John Cena, or as we'd say,
CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk. HBK, The Big Show.
Triple H.
Are you sure it's not The
Triple
Big
H.
Show?
Are you sure it's not Triple H?
In 1960, are
every
you
answer
sure
is Triple H.
Yeah. Triple H. He was there, I swear.
He was there.
Yeah, I think this was a lot of fun, and I would definitely be willing to try out the actual game with a few other wrestling fans.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to do. I mean, what are your thoughts, Joe?
It was challenging. I mean, I stopped watching wrestling after it became a soap opera with big muscly dudes.
Well, did you check out when they had the free month in November?
No.
Oh.
I can't. With the 10-minute monologues in between, nah, I can't do it.
Just fast forward.
Plus, I don't think it's as entertaining after, since they had so many accidents, they outlawed a lot of the dangerous stuff that they do. I loved watching cruiserweights.
Yes, we've talked about it before. We miss seeing those guys fly around. We got to thank Paul Heyman for that because in ECW, they let them do whatever they wanted. Mm-hmm. And, Rey Mysterio had some awesome matches, especially with Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nowadays, nobody would do the 7-year itch off the turnbuckle to the outside.
No.
Ever.
Not unless it's pay-per-view and it's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The only time that they would do something like that.
And they have five people there to catch him.
Yes. Exactly,
yeah. You want me to do what? We're going to up your paycheck a little bit.
Yeah, we'll give you an extra $20.
Yes.
100 of those, then maybe.
Well, just doing that move regular to the inside is hard as hell. I've done it before, and it's hard to do.
Well, if you remember, Brock Lesnar tried that.
Oh, that was... It's so hard to even watch him try.
But the thing is, when he was in FCW, he did it, and I was like, wow, that was impressive. So, but yeah, so I think we all enjoyed playing. I think it's something that, get a bunch of other people in there, sit around a table, get some surge, and I think it'll be pretty fun. That's all the time we have for this special. If you're into the Twitter, you follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And for Joe Snyder, Doug Hahn, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.